This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jury selection is complete in the high-profile murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. It took about 2 weeks to pick the jury to hear the case involving George Floyd. Opening statements are scheduled to begin on Monday. The Department of Justice has asked the Office of Professional Responsibility to review federal prosecutor Michael Sherwin's comments that sedition charges are likely in the criminal investigation into the Capitol riots. His comments to CBS 60 Minutes were the subject of an emergency meeting called by District Judge Amit Mehta on Tuesday. He said those kinds of statements in the media have the potential of affecting the jury pool. The CDC selected Walmart and Sam's Club to help administer COVID-19 vaccines in communities across the United States. With 5,000-plus pharmacy locations, the company can administer the vaccine in hard-to-reach parts of the country. Veteran actor George Segal, who was nominated for an Oscar in 1966's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, died on Tuesday. He was 87. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden on Tuesday urged Congress to enact meaningful gun reforms after the second mass shooting in under a week, plunging Washington back into a familiar debate where lawmakers have stalemated in recent years. A piece of the Wright brothers' plane is no longer in North Carolina where flight was born. It's now on Mars. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A small piece of human flight history is currently charting new territory on Mars. NASA announced Tuesday that a small piece of material from the wing of the Wright brothers' aircraft that made the first powered flight in 1903 was placed aboard the Perseverance rover. The small swatch of cloth was wrapped around a cable on the Ingenuity Mars helicopter. The craft is preparing to attempt the first controlled flight on another planet. NASA scientists say the helicopter could attempt its first flight as soon as April 8th. It will need to be delivered to the planned flight location by the Perseverance rover and then go through an extensive series of tests before it can be given the green light for takeoff.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Food City Dirt Race marks the 121st Cup race hosted by Bristol Motor Speedway in the series history. Sunday's race will be the first Cup race in history hosted at the Last Great Coliseum. The last Cup race on dirt was in 1970 at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in Raleigh, North Carolina, where Richard Petty won. Driver Martin Truex Jr. was asked by Motor Racing Network if he's looking forward to the challenge of racing on dirt at Bristol.
You know, I thought it would, James and I talked about maybe trying to get in a modified or something at Bristol, but, you know, at the end of the day, we just felt like it was going to be so different than running, you know, a truck or a cup car. You know, I feel like all the other vehicles that race on dirt are so different. So, you know, we felt like this was the best way to go. And, you know, honestly, I think if you look at the field, there's, you know, a small handful of guys that have a lot of dirt experience and are, you know, very talented, obviously, on dirt. But I think for the most part, most of the field is going to be trying to figure it out. So it's going to be interesting for sure. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, trying to figure it out and doing something different. It's always fun to learn new things.
Sunday's race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. George Segal, the prolific actor with a career that spanned more than six decades, has died at the age of 87, his wife said Tuesday. Sony Pictures Television released a statement upon Segal's passing, stating, "We are deeply saddened to learn of the passing of George Siegel. He was a true icon and legend in this business and an integral part of our Sony family. End quote. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Dan Perkins with us. Dan, you know, Joe Biden looks like maybe some of the gilt coming off the lily here ever so slowly, you know, compared to Donald Trump, where the media pigpiled and 90% purposely what they reported on the president was negative. Joe Biden, it's either just they're not reporting it or they're just covering up for him, making up excuses when it's obvious what's going on. But the American people, based on what they're seeing, 50% now are saying we don't like what Joe Biden's doing.
Well, good morning. It's always a pleasure to be with you, sir.
Yes.
There are a couple other issues that are related to what you're saying that I think need to be addressed. For example, the Rasmussen tracks the issues that are important to likely voters. And right now, about 73% of likely voters think there should be voter ID, which is counter to what Mr. Biden wants to do with this HR1. Number two, 75% say there's a serious problem at the border. He hasn't even recognized there's a problem at the border. And third, about 63% do not want their taxes raised. So in a period of less than 60 days, Bill, the support for all the major agenda items for Joe Biden have the American voters have said no thank you.
Right.
And that's unprecedented because, as you said, the media has not really been doing much, but what's been getting out has been enough to incent a majority percentage of the people to turn against what President Biden wants to do.
Well, he and Kamala Harris presented to their own party during the primaries what 70% of them said we don't want. Get it out of here. So then, you know, so then the media, not even Joe Biden, but the media tried to form him into some sort of make-believe moderate. And then he brings Kamala Harris in, who couldn't even garner more than 3% interest within the party. She's now the vice president and a breath away from the Oval Office, and already we're being conditioned to think that she is the president because Joe Biden himself has called her the president of the United States, and now it's not the Biden administration any longer. It's Biden-Harris administration. I mean, all this stuff is not happening by accident. This is all by design, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that tomorrow, I assume that it's still on, but he's supposed to have his first press conference tomorrow. You know, and I don't have the problem that even the mainstream media has. Well, it's been 63 days and he hasn't done one. I have more concern about what's going to happen if he doesn't do well. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a piece commentary, which I sent to you,
yes,
is, you know, which is more devastating to the country, impeachment or the 25th Amendment removal of the president? And I think that if he does not do well tomorrow, you're going to see more and more people on the left questioning his ability to govern, and he needs to go. And I think that there'll be discussions, if they're not already happening, with Vice President Harris talking to cabinet members about finding if she can get majority support to remove him. And I don't think that she will do that. I think they'll give him the option to resign for medical reasons, and then that would elevate Kamala to president of the United States.
It's almost like they're waiting. They're waiting for him to have a stroke or something, Dan. It seems like. And I'll tell you, the way he went down on those stairs, boarding Air Force One, boy, that third fall, you thought, oh my gosh, is anybody going to go and help him get up? I mean, because he went down hard, and I'm thinking, how does he manage to get up? And of course, he limps his way up and salutes everybody and limps into the cabin. But wow, it was scary.
It was, and as we recall, the mainstream media went after Donald Trump when he was safely negotiating the slippery ramp at West Point, but he didn't fall. And looking back in history, when Gerald Ford fell getting on Air Force One, the media was all over him. But the media was not all over Joe Biden was falling. So it is another example of how they're trying to protect him. And I think the American people are saying, we don't need you to protect him. We need to see that we've got a viable president. And tomorrow is a very, again, I said, if it happens, there are even rumors yesterday, Bill, coming out of Washington, that the press conference has already been recorded and edited.
Well, his handlers are doing everything they can to protect him. But I'll tell you what, the world leaders and our enemies, the Chinese, Iran, other players, they're taking notes. Putin's taking notes. I mean, here's Putin. Putin throws down the glove and all but throws it in Biden's face and says, look, let's have a debate here.
Yeah, I understand that. But in the commentary that I wrote, more important was the issue, in my opinion, the issue of the mental stability of the president of the United States when he, less than 2 months in office, verbally attacks the head of another nation, calling him a killer.
Yes.
But he used that word, that Putin was a killer. How that helps to create any kind of diplomatic relations when they pulled the Russians pulled their ambassador to Washington. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the media did its best to try and cover it up. But that's got to be, as you said, got to be very disconcerting to the rest of the leaders of the world. How is he going to act? What can we believe from him when we hear him speak and what his actions are? So
you almost want to be on the phone with when NATO, our NATO partners are meeting. You want to be there to hear what they're saying. And, of course, you've got Kamala Harris, who is pinch hitting for Joe Biden with these direct conversations with these world leaders, which is fairly unprecedented, especially at this point in the administration. Like you said, we're not even 100 days into this administration.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I think this is going to be a very interesting year. the new infrastructure $3 trillion bill, which has all of the taxes attached to it, I've been saying to people, this is a misdirection play. They want you to focus on the infrastructure and ignore all the taxes that are going to get increased. But I think they're going to have difficulty in the state of in the Senate to get 51 votes.
Well, I'll tell you, and this is why, you know, as they've been threatening. And we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break here, Dan Perkins, is getting rid of the filibuster. Because like with Obama, you know, he had a pen, he had a cell phone, it was, government by fiat, And, you know, the Democrats are not above that. They've done it before, and they'll do it again.
I agree. Absolutely.
Dan Perkins is with us, and our conversation with him will continue. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dan Perkins continues with us, nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author and columnist, syndicated radio host as well. Dan, we were talking, you know, during the break, you and I, about you know, what's happening, this crisis, this non-crisis, that somehow the Biden administration is hard-pressed to admit what it is. I mean, this is, I don't know that it's ever been this bad before. I mean,
not in 20 years.
Yeah.
Not in 20 years.
I mean, you think about it. In addition to, I mean, here you got all these kids coming, these unaccompanied minors that you have no, and they're coming in, and here we were, you know, everybody was all in a big fret. The media was going crazy because, you know, Trump was putting them in cages. Oh, yeah, by the way, that the Obama-Biden administration had constructed, all they were trying to do was the best they could to manage this massive influx of people, and then they come up with some ideas and get cooperation from the Mexican government, which the Mexican government is now saying, hey, this guy's lost his skull. I mean, it's terrible, you know, and that they're not even supporting Biden right now.
Right. And there are two very specific examples to demonstrate that the administration has no idea what's going on or how to control it. The first one is entering into a contract for $83 million to rent hotel rooms because they don't have the space along the border. And number two, along with the hotel space, the fact that they're allowing people to come into the country and may or may not be tested for COVID, and they're releasing them and into our communities. You know, we've got about 20 to 25% of our population that has taken the vaccination. You bring these spreaders in and disperse them throughout the country, you're going to see another spike maybe a very specific spike, and it's directly result of, that's why I said that Biden's going to have blood on his hands for the Americans who died because of what he's doing at the border. It's crazy, and yet the American people don't want it. They want it stopped. But I look at it and say, how is it possible? And then we have the administration not permitting the news media to go in and look at what's going on in the camps and how people are being treated. They're trying to suppress the news and information that Americans need to decide on what's going on. And then now they want to give $4.3 billion to immigrants who are illegally coming across the border. $4.3 billion. Well, I wrote this commentary last week about 130 nations in the world have yet to put a shot in the arm of people. Instead of giving that $4.3 billion to the illegal coming into the country, why not buy $4.3 billion worth of vaccine and give it away to some of these poor countries that can't afford to buy vaccinations for their own people? It's just crazy.
Well, this is the problem when you spend other people's money, right? And you keep spending it until you run out of it. And this is what the Democrats do. When we knew that when they opened up the Treasury, this was going to happen. This is why that $1.9 trillion stimulus, supposedly COVID relief, that only 9% of it actually went to COVID relief. The majority of it went to heal these blue states that were so ineffectively run, and they've robbed the people of the money. And you know, the Democratic Party let the carpetbaggers come in once again, load up their carpet bags with our cash, and get healed and live another day. And who did they take care of mostly? You know, you've got abortion providers being taken care of. You've got unions. All these union obligations, which are so absurd that I can't even believe that even in this modern era that we continue to live under, you know, this sort of commitment with the unions that were set up by the Democratic Party in order to preserve, their houses in the legislature.
Right. And then we have the second largest teachers union, the AFT. After the CDC, the scientists came out and said that it's okay to open the schools if you put masks on children and keep them at 3 feet.
Right.
They decided that the government was wrong, that 3 feet was not safe, and they don't want the schools open on the basis of 3 feet. So they're disputing the science and deciding, well, what we need to do is we got to change the ventilation, put in new ventilation systems, and of course we have to get raises for teachers
because they're
at risk. So, you know, it's again, another example. The real question that I would love to ask you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot because I rarely ever do that, but with with all the unrest that's going on, all the people that are having second thoughts about Joe Biden and all the things that are going on in terms of money and expenditures and abuse of power, why aren't the people more vocal about it?
Well, and this is the deal, because they're right now they're so fearful, and we have been conditioned. This has been something that's been going on for a long time. We have not been, ever since we've abandoned God, we have we've become reliant on the government. We look to them for every bit of our action, and more so. And this COVID deal sealed the deal. It quieted people, Dan, to where they're just trusting the government. I mean, even though, like Dr. Fauci, you run a timeline on him and how many times he was incorrect and how he backtracked himself. And the thing is that, and you and I respect this, I mean, we know this about science. Science is a constant discovery. But the way Dr. Fauci presents it, as if he is the final authority, he is the COVID god of the universe, along with the WHO, which has lied and deceived us. But you see, there's no countervailing power. We no longer have a free and fair press to help, you know, promote the narrative here. You know, the things that you and I are talking about right now are, you know, we're on the verge of being canceled and shut up permanently, because they don't want us talking truth. They don't want us causing people and encouraging people to be critical thinkers once again. But, you know, when you abandon self-responsibility, when you, and along with self-responsibility are all the associated rights that go with it. So we have been conditioned, and people have been dumbed down to such a degree to think that, you know, like in some cases, you know, the government, like I'm here in California, boy, I'll tell you, the oppression and the perception of people here regarding masks and, you know, an individual in a car by himself. And it's like, wait a minute, let me ask you this. You know, you had science in school, right? And what did they tell you about the just breathing, the process of breathing? You know, that you breathe in oxygen, right? And that oxygen comes from the plants, right? Do you remember that? Yeah, I remember that. Okay. And now you expel carbon dioxide, okay? Carbon dioxide is you know, that's what helps the plants. It's kind of, you know, this is a circle of life here when it comes to breathing and oxygen and the planet and everything like that. Now we're restricting our breath, our carbon dioxide. We are restricting it with a mask. You're by yourself in a car, and then you wonder why you're getting lightheaded. You are a danger. You're more dangerous than COVID itself, because you're wearing a mask and you're by yourself. I mean, you're more than 3 feet, 6 feet. I mean, you're hundreds of feet from somebody else who may be in a car themselves, and wearing a mask while you're driving by yourself is just total. That's idiocy. Now, I think I'm the only person saying that. You and I maybe about the only ones that are saying that. And people don't even, you know, it's like, you know, when I was talking to one guy and he goes, I didn't even think about that. See, and I guess that's the answer to the question, is people just are not thinking, Dan.
Right. They've become indoctrinated to follow the Democratic way. And it's hard to accept the truth.
Well, that's what happened, you know, going back. I mean, this has been a progressive step-by-step process. We've abandoned God. We've welcomed chaos at every turn. It's in our families. Our young kids are committing suicide. We're drug-addled. Our borders are compromised. Our national security is compromised. World leaders are looking at America, licking their chops and saying, hey, we can take over now.
Right. Absolutely.
And meanwhile, they're going to come and take our guns away.
Right. Yes, they are.
There it is.
What's next after that? I don't know, but there'll be something more.
Well, stay tuned for details. He's a nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, and columnist. Mr. Dan Perkins has been with us. Thank you, Dan. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. It's always
attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jury selection is complete in the high-profile murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. It took about 2 weeks to pick the jury to hear the case involving George Floyd. Opening statements are scheduled to begin on Monday. The Department of Justice has asked the Office of Professional Responsibility to review federal prosecutor Michael Sherwin's comments that sedition charges are likely in the criminal investigation into the Capitol riots. His comments to CBS 60 Minutes were the subject of an emergency meeting called by District Judge Amit Mehta on Tuesday. He said those kinds of statements in the media have the potential of affecting the jury pool. The CDC selected Walmart and Sam's Club to help administer COVID-19 vaccines in communities across the United States. With 5,000-plus pharmacy locations, the company can administer the vaccine in hard-to-reach parts of the country. Veteran actor George Segal, who was nominated for an Oscar in 1966's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, died on Tuesday. He was 87. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You'll be my bodyguard. I can be your long-lost pal.
I'll tell you, your opinion counts, but you got to fight for it. You got to fight for what you believe, and more than ever, because our government is encroaching on our freedoms. I mean, at every turn, and all in the name of COVID, right? Americans deserve the freedom to choose a life without surveillance and the government regulation that would make that possible. John Whitehead joins us now. John is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. John, you've been writing about this for a long time, and the battle is amongst us. It can no longer be denied.
Oh, no doubt. The government, in my opinion, is in the last stages of a total takeover of our lives. Because everything is going digital now, even our bodies, by the way. There'll be everything we're doing, everything we're, you know, watching, every text we're doing. I mean, I got a commentary this week. People should go to our website, Rutherford.org, and read it. It's called Digital Trails.
Right.
And then they have government investigators spanning out and going into people's homes and stuff like that. And it's very similar, and I'll say it again. I've written about it in my books, to Nazi Germany. And one of the major sources of information is private citizens who are now, you know, if you're, let's say you were for Trump or you were for Biden, and people are, and they think you're, they call you a Trumper or Biden or whatever they call you, and then they watch you. They're out to get you, and they're doing it, by the way.
Yes.
They're turning people in for anything, and with this Capitol riot now, we're seeing it. The FBI is just showing up with people's doors and stuff. One man on that day was actually out just taking a walk with his daughters. He got stranded by the crowds. He's had government agents show up at his door now, investigating him.
Wow.
Taking a walk?
Wow.
No. Because he could be
you know, and all the apps. And they traced, I mean, it's amazing as I was looking into what the government's tracing, but the amount of information staggering. On that day, they said 15,000 hours of surveillance and body-worn camera footage. They were ready, by the way. They were ready to do all this.
Right.
1,600 electronic devices were set into motion. 270,000 digital media tips. This is tips off of phone stuff they've got. 140,000 photos and videos and 100,000 location pings for the smartphones. So if you were within, let's say, 5 miles of the Capitol that day, you could be pulled in and they're showing up. And this is what happened, by the way, in the McCarthy. I keep telling people, go back and look at the McCarthy era. It was really dangerous in the early 1950s when FBI agents were going to people's homes because they were, you know, talking about freedom of speech and things. I had a good friend named Pete Seeger. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Yeah, we were really good friends.
Go on.
But he said it was amazing. He was just singing songs on the stage, his so-called protest song.
Right, exactly.
The FBI showed up. They pulled him into the Un-American Activities Committee.
Wow, wow.
And most of the people would go in and do a Fifth Amendment where they wouldn't say anything and we don't have to talk. Pete got the First Amendment, stood up and read it to him. And they looked at him like, what?
Yeah.
First Amendment allows you the freedom to speak.
Right,
freedom
exactly.
Act,
yeah, what a novel deal.
To congregate at a protest, you know.
Yes.
But what the government's doing now is everybody's suspicious and... they're into predictive policing now where they're trying to figure out how they can make sure they're going to get you before you get to the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all being done by artificial intelligence, which, by the way, is making tons of mistakes. And so we're in a really sad situation. If there's any hope, it's within the next couple years. And I'm not sure because I'm seeing the big groups like Facebook and Google, they're working so closely with the government now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
They've become the government.
Right. Well, as you say, this is Nazi Germany. I mean, this is a specific outcome that they are looking for and a specific behavior. And if you're outside of those behavior norms that they've determined, well, then, you know, you are you're going to be scrutinized.
You're going to be scrutinized, you know. People, you know, just your average American, I keep telling them, they've been doing this for a number of times. You know, the NSA is downloading 2 billion emails daily, about 500 million text messages of Americans. They collect about 534 million records of Americans' phone calls now. So they're listening on your phone calls. Mm. And this is not, you don't have to be doing anything wrong. I mean, they work with local police, and local police are now going to media websites, you know, or what you're saying on Facebook. And if you say something they think may be, you know, like I say, hey, I'm going up to the store today and maybe be shopping for me a weapon. You know, maybe I'd like to get me a hunting rifle.
Right.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yes.
They're doing threat assessments on all homes now. And if you own a weapon or going to buy a weapon, you have a red threat assessment. And people will call me and say, why are the cops so agitated when they come to my door? Because they're getting these threat assessments on their
exactly
electronic devices. And so they get to your door and they go, this guy's got a gun.
Right.
You know, we may have to fight him. You know, when
John, the other threat sensitivity right now is anything against Asians. Of course, we just had the shooting in Atlanta, and Joe Biden mentioned it in a speech the other night that the attack on Asians as a result of, supposedly people's feelings and animus toward COVID-19, and that, Asians are being targeted. What's this about? Because I've heard little about it. I didn't realize that this was such a focus, but this seems to be a increasing concern for the government right now.
Yeah, but it's again, it's not a concern. It's just a way for them to control.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't think the bureaucrats sitting around in front of their computers, and this is what and collecting all the information. They're not concerned about the average American, no.
Right.
They're just doing their job, and what is their job? It's like in Nazi Germany when they had the Nuremberg trials and they questioned some of the chief Nazi people and they said, we were just doing our job. I mean,
right.
We had a job to do and we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, what was your job? Well, we had to round up certain people and they went to concentration camps. But this idea of we're just doing our job, and that's what they're doing. They're just doing their job. And their job is to watch you. We live in a suspect society. look at your selfies, your media posts, you know, and collect data on you. And part of it, too, by the way, is, you know, Google and Facebook and all those companies work with the NSA in building their intelligence cloud and keep maintaining it. And they have access to all this information about us, too.
Right.
It's a way to sell your products. You get pitched. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm surprised occasionally. Listen, I'm just walking around my home talking to my wife. I'll mention something about this or that product.
Uh-huh.
About an hour later, bingo, it's on my phone.
Wow.
I'm going, wow. Oh, and you're smart. You know, your so-called smart television sets now listen to everything you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the government can download that. And they are downloading it, by the way. They have amazing capabilities.
Uh-huh.
And it's been developed by Google, who works with the Chinese government.
I was going to say, how much of what's happening, you know, in China, because obviously they can get away with a lot more in communist China, how much of that technology is being bled into our society very innocently?
China does their social credit scores, and now, by the way, they've added a new one to their analysis. It's an emotional score.
If
you have the wrong emotion, like I'm angry,
uh-huh.
you can get canceled. You can't even travel. Sometimes you can't go out of your home. And guess who helps them develop that? Google.
Right.
And see, they're doing the same thing here now. They just don't call it that. They're calling it, it's called threat assessments.
Mm-hmm.
On every home in America, they're doing them. And on people, me and you, obviously, we have a high threat assessment.
Right.
You know, we're being watched. And if, again, a guy's out walking with his daughter, and the FBI shows up and is harassing him and questioning if he's a criminal and stuff like that. You know, they don't even, and the Constitution is just flushed down the toilet.
Exactly. Well, that's the scary thing of all this, John, is that, you know, our Constitution is just going by the wayside. I mean, at every turn, I mean, we're losing more and more of our freedoms. You know, what are we going to do to hold on to what we got and to push back?
Stay alert.
Yeah, there it is. As you say, education precedes action. This is why we have John Whitehead here. You got it. We've got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, Jeff, we ever needed that spirit to continue. It is now. We have got to push back, ladies and gentlemen. We deserve the freedom to choose a life without surveillance and the government regulation that would make that possible. It is not happening. The government wants to control every aspect of our daily lives. Big tech is making it all possible. And, of course, all the other worrisome things that our politicians are so concerned about, because what they're more interested in is themselves, not serving, but being served. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute continues with us. John, I want to get into this article that you wrote, Digital Trails, how the FBI is identifying, tracking, and rounding up we the people.
Yeah, you know, like I said, the what they're doing is, and this has been going on for a long time. It's just coming out now. So that's one thing. I mean, they have tons of everybody listening to this broadcast has a file. Right. If you have a cell phone or a laptop, a smart television or whatever, you are already part of the program. But selfies, your social media posts, your photos you put, if you do, you know, if you're doing a selfie, you're giving your facial recognition software. They're, you know, simply linking and sharing an article on Facebook, retweeting a Twitter, whatever, adds you into this where they're watching you. And also, they started focusing on moles, scars, tattoos, your logos, your symbols on your clothing, and backpacks to track you.
Right.
So that's part of your digital trail. And there's a website, you can go to it and look at it. It's called Main Core, but it's actually a database of at least 8 to 10 million people that are considered people that might be extremists who will be rounded up in times of distress. And these people are all people who have a digital trail that the government has maintains and watches. And they're doing this with license plate readers, which can take up to 1,800 images and pictures of license plates a minute. And why that's kind of weird is they're watching where you're going. They can track you now. The police are driving along the road with these and tracking everybody. When you pass through and paying fares, you know, and going to state, they're photographing your license plate. If you went to go to a political rally, let's say you go to hear Mr. Jack Weirdo or something, somebody they don't like, all right, that automatically pinpoints you, and that's part of your digital trail. And the digital trail can either make you an enemy of the state, a lackey of the state, or whatever they want. And basically what the big corporations want is control and money. And the government basically just wants control. They want a compliant population
exactly.
that will take all of their programs, not fight back. They don't want to protest. No. Mm. Protests are the worst thing that they fear. They don't want peaceful protests, by the way. That's, like I say, Martin Luther King was an expert at it. He did it very well. And like I say, his family believes the government shot him and killed him. He became very dangerous because he preached love, and that's one thing that's good. You got to watch your protests, folks. Don't preach violence. Preach love. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, I just want to change America, and I'm not going to hurt people. I'm not going to beat people up. I'm doing it here because I want to see America be great again.
Exactly. Right.
And that's the philosophy to have. Mm-hmm. You know, if you, all you got to do is say, I'm getting me a weapon or something, going to a protest, and man, they're going to just zero in on you.
Yeah.
And like I said, a guy walking his daughter became a target. It doesn't matter, you know, anymore. And it, like I said, this goes back to a long history. Former regimes have done this where they round up people. And there are camps, by the way. They're called FEMA camps. They were given billions of dollars to build them, and they're located around the country. I could see at a point in time. These are a couple of kind of weird theories people might back off of, but I will tell you. I've talked to former NSA agents who say the FEMA camps actually exist. They're waiting for, in case they had to round people up and put them in them.
Well, aren't some of those camps being used because of the border? What's going on with the border? Some of those being shipped over to FEMA camps?
Yeah, some of them are being put in FEMA camps,
yeah.
But that's not the primary reason for the FEMA camps.
No, no, I know that, but I'm just saying is that it happens to be convenient right now.
That's a great tool they've got, yeah. You know, and they denied building them and stuff like that. But like I say, I did a research project. I had some lawyer friends of mine, and we got together and we called Department of Homeland Security and the Halliburton Corporation, which got millions of dollars to build them. We couldn't get them to answer whether they had built them. They refused to answer.
Of course.
They wouldn't say no because they thought, well, if we found out later, we'd sue them. But they wouldn't say no. They built them. And another thing we have to be careful of is with these modern vaccines, the Moderna vaccine, which claims to have a genetic coding device and stuff like that, I'm hearing some doctors come out now a few times, scientists saying they're going to be adding our bodies to the digital cloud.
Wow.
Which means that they can just clue in now and watch you moving just because you have certain things in your body that they can watch by. And we're definitely moving in that direction. There's no doubt about that. You may call it sci-fi, but with all that we're seeing with this COVID thing, which is a psychological reorienting people. And here's another thing I'm seeing, and this is what scares me a bit, is a lot of people are getting very, very nervous. They don't want to do, they're afraid to do here and do that. They're afraid to talk to people. They're angry at their neighbor who didn't wear a mask while driving his car or something
exactly.
like that.
I know. Yeah.
And they are, where the American people are turning on one another. When you've got large groups of people that are ratting now on their friends and working with the police and the FBI, boy, have we moved into a...
Oh, it's gotten nuts.
Not John, bound, no.
I'm on a plane from Florida to California a couple weeks ago, and this gal's, she's on the aisle, I'm on the aisle right across the way, and the gal on a window seat. And the gal in the window seat gets upset because the gal is eating something. Well, of course, she can't eat through the mask. You got to put the mask down in order to eat. And she was all twisted over the fact that the person was eating and lowering her mask in order to eat. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I said, you got to be kidding me. This is nuts.
Yeah, but we're being psychologically reoriented to a society where we mistrust each other as citizens, but we trust the government.
Oh, wow.
And what's our motto in this country? In God we trust.
Right, exactly.
And we don't. All the founders said this. The people that wrote the Constitution said, "Don't trust the government."
Yeah,
we ought to mistrust all those in power. Who said that? James Madison, who wrote the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, his birthday was yesterday, by the way.
And listen, folks, if your kids are not learning the Bill of Rights in schools anymore, they're not reading the Declaration of Independence. There's a reason for that because the state-operated schools, by the way, do not want your kids becoming so-called rebels. And what's a rebel? Someone who disagrees with the government.
Exactly. No, this is scary times that's being thrust upon us. But if we don't push back, if we're not going to hold to our constitutional republic, I mean, it's almost like every day, John, I just feel like we're losing grip
of this constitutional
grip.
Republic.
The only hope is your local governments get, you know, get educated. Education precedes action. Get down to your local governments and have some of these local governments to say, hey, we're not going to have our police reading social media posts just
right.
randomly. They should have probable cause before they do that. That's what the Fourth Amendment says.
Right.
And start teaching the Bill of Rights to the citizenry and to the kids. Teach your kids the Bill of Rights at home. You can do it. We have a Bill of Rights card. Go to our website and get it.
Yes.
Wake up, folks.
Well, wake up.
You're building your own prison walls, and that's what they want us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely building our own prison walls right now.
Well, without a doubt, we've empowered them, and we saw what happened in the 2020 elections, if you think not. The takeover of our government by big tech, corporate America, the influence of the communist Chinese. I mean, look at they're not that far away from realizing, and I say they, the communist Chinese.
Well, I got to say, Google is running the whole show now. They run everything on the internet, and they work with the Chinese government. And you got to step back from that and say, you got to be kidding me. The President of the United States should say, cut those deals. This is America.
Right.
Let's keep it America. Land of the free.
Well, this is. You know, this is what's happening to our country. What are we going to turn over to the next generation, John?
We're not turning much over to them because they're all spending all day watching their cell phones. They become totally addicted. And that's another thing that the so-called corporate state has pushed, is getting kids addicted to cell phones and stuff like that. You can't get a kid to look at you anymore, hardly.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
All that information, by the way, is from the government corporations.
Right.
Folks, wake up. You're not getting it from private corporations. And that, by the way, it creates a digital trail.
Mm-hmm. Well, John,
young people.
In this latest column, you say that more than 300 individuals from 40 states have already been charged and another 280 arrested in connection with the events of January the 6th. So we don't even know to what degree they've just been charged. And, I mean, they run the whole gamut. There's not necessarily... you know, some, like they're all, you know, bad players here, or, you know, to what degree of offense is involved here, right?
No, we don't know. They're going to continue, and they're sending a message is, shut up, stay home, we'll do what we want to do, and if you get really rebellious, we're going to come get you.
Right.
That's what they're saying to people. But here's the scarier thing is, they've got private citizens snitching on all these people. They've got, I mean, American citizens are working with the government and snitching on them.
Big Brother is alive and well.
They're alive and well.
Wow. Scary stuff here, John. I'm telling you. And look at it. It's, as you say, it's up to we the people. And, you know, if we don't fight back soon and now, I mean... we're just every day we're losing more and more ground, you know, to these controlling agents, John.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, but it's a slippery slope. It's moving very fast. I'm trying to wake people up, but George Orwell has already rolled over in his grave and said, okay, it's here.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, John, how can they get activated and be involved with the Rutherford Institute?
Go to our webpage at rutherford.org and sign up to get my weekly columns and... educate yourself, folks. Education precedes action, and get active in your local government. That's your only hope right now.
John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. Thank you, John. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the